Prologue. Falcon would always remember the day he had started to dream of escaping into the sky. Commander Howard Falcon, World Navy, had been just Howard back then. 11 years old, living in the family home in Yorkshire, England, part of a federated zone of a newly united world, and it had snowed overnight. He smeared his dressing gown sleeve across a cluster of panes in the window, wiping away the condensation. Each little square of glass had a precise L-shaped frosting of snow on the outside, where it had gathered on the lower edge and in one corner. There had been flurries of snow over the preceding days, but nothing as heavy as this overnight fall, and it had come in right on schedule, a seasonal gift from the Global Weather Secretariat. The garden, Howard knew, was transformed. It seemed wider and longer, from the hedges on either side to the sawtooth fence at the end of the gently sloping lawn, and a ridge of snow lay on the fence, neat as the decoration on a birthday cake. It all looked so cold and still, so inviting and mysterious. And the sky above the fence and hedges was clear, cloudless, shot through at this still early hour with a delicate pale rose pink. Howard looked at the sky for a long time, wondering what it would be like to be above the earth, surrounded by nothing but air. It would be cold up there, but he'd put up with that for the freedom of flight. Yet, here in the cottage's parlour, it was snug and warm. Howard had come down from his bedroom to find that his mother was up already, baking bread. She liked the old ways of doing things. His father had prepared the fire in the hearth, and now it was crackling and hissing. On the mantel over the hearth was a collection of ornaments and souvenirs, including a clumsily assembled model on a clear plastic stand, a hot air balloon with a gondola open to the air, a plastic envelope above. Howard found his favourite toy and set it on the windowsill so it could see the snow too. The golden robot was a complicated thing, despite its antique radio-age appearance. It had been a gift on his 11th birthday, only a couple of months earlier. He knew that it had cost his parents dearly to buy it for him. "It's been snowing," Howard said to the toy. The robot buzzed and rattled to